17th meeting of the City of Willows Planning Commission meeting to order. Candy, could you give us the pledge, lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call.
Commissioner Minifield.
Here.
Commissioner Michael. Commissioner White.
Here.
Commissioner Wood.
Here.
Chairperson Griffin.
Okay, agenda review. Are there any requested changes by commissioners? By staff?
Staff has no changes at this time.
Okay, public comment. Persons wishing to speak on a matter not on the agenda may be heard at this time. However, no action will be taken unless placed on a future agenda. Any public comment? Okay, hearing none. Approval of minutes. The minutes of the Planning Commission meeting held February 15th, 2017.
I will need to abstain from the minutes, okay, as I was not here, so we don't have a quorum, so I would recommend that we move them to the next meeting.
Okay, we'll put the approval of the minute of the February 15th minutes onto the next agenda. Public hearing, new business, the annual HCD Housing Element Progress Report for the period from January 1st, 2016 to December 31st, 2016. Karen.
Thank you, Vice Chair and Commissioners. It's that time again when I bring before you the General Plan Annual Progress Report that's due to the state by April 1st of every year. And I try and meet that date. So after this meeting, I will take it to the City Council for their review and approval and on to HCD and OPR. This progress report covers the period from January 1st, 2016 till December 31st, 2016 and is an analysis of what we are intending to do through our planning year, our review period, which goes until 2019. And the 2014-2019 housing element is the element that we will be acting on tonight here. And that element, you know, was adopted back in 2015 by the city, which was then forwarded to the state, and we do have an adequate certified housing element now, which we are acting upon. And within the report here, I've listed what our RENA numbers are for, in order to meet the RENA allocation numbers, which will allow for all income groups to have housing. And within this report, I just want to highlight a couple of accomplishments that the city did do this last year. 2016 did have a design review project, which was for a 24-unit multifamily housing complex to be constructed. That was given design review approval, and I can't include it on this report as there were no certificates of occupancy given. So at this time, it's just for the information that we did at least approve a project that is going to help meet these numbers. And once it is permitted and built, it will assist the city in meeting our RENA goals set forth under our housing element. And then also, the city approved a use permit to allow an existing commercial building to be, actually I say developed, but maybe converted into a two-unit housing living unit, which also will assist in these numbers as well, because it was not a unit before. So I will put that on our numbers, and that is included on this report. There's a couple of things, a few programs that still yet to be need to be accomplished, and I've listed those within the report here. They aren't really earth-shattering type of programs that we need to meet, but they are something that I would like to be able to accomplish before the end of the period, so that when we do submit our next housing element, we can show that we've done all the programs that we have listed out. And Maria has helped me start on a couple of these, so I'm hopeful that within the next couple, 2 or 3 months, I'll be able to have these programs in place that are still outstanding. And so with that, I guess I just want to ask if the staff or if the commission has any comments and/or recommendations for any changes or not. I have included with this staff report the full list of housing element programs so that it, because it was kind of hard to get it clear with in the report, so I gave you separate ones so that you could review those and provide me any comments or changes or additions to it.
Any comments, Shirley?
I'm having a brain cramp, Carol. Karen. I recognize that we did, you know, approve this 24 unit, but did we have a specific, was there an address or a location? I couldn't.
Oh, this was the one that was located off of Sycamore.
Sycamore.
Actually, across the street, kitty corner across the street from the senior apartment complex.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that, you know, that project, the city did apply for home funds in February of this year. An application was brought before the city council, and it was submitted on February 14th. So that is going through that home review process now. And we'll probably within the next 2 to 3 months hear that we were granted this award. So we were awarded this. But you know, in keeping with all of our you know, programs and such, one of the programs that I did list that does need some follow through, and that's just to do with an informational brochure. And it's, you know, it states that the city will promote market rate and affordable housing sites, housing programs and such, you know, and financial assistance. I did have a council member call and ask me after the home application hearing. A couple members of the public had contacted him and he wanted to know more information about how the home program works and why we are bringing in all affordable housing here. Why aren't we bringing in market rate housing? And as I explained to him, the city's not in the position to go out and bring that housing in here. But if someone comes to the city and they have market rate or affordable housing and the zone and the property is zoned correctly for that use, I can't deny them the application to bring it forward. It's just at this point I haven't had any market rate housing that has come before me. And our needs here are to supply the housing that's for a lot of the community. And we do have a community that has low-income needs, and these apartment complexes are welcomed. So,
well, I think it's obvious with the Kennedy, what is it called?
JFK.
They had, you know, they had a waiting list, mm-hmm. and then the other units filled up very quickly.
Very quickly.
So I think, you know, there's something to be said. People would like to have nice,
yeah,
you know, housing that is affordable. So I.
It would be rude to request a greater audio. Do you mind paraphrasing what you just said, because I didn't hear anything?
Oh, I just said that I feel that there had been a waiting list at the JFK Manor prior to, and when the other housing units came in, how many was that?
49.
I mean, and it filled up really
quickly.
So I think that there is a desire, or we've been trying to meet those needs, but I think the needs are there. So
there's a need here, and I've also heard, and this is not uncommon, where other people will come from other places, mm-hmm. and they will relocate themselves. Mm-hmm. Could be because of the housing here. Could be because they have relatives now in the area. They want to be closer to them. But that apartment complex, from what I'm hearing, is about a mixture mm-hmm. of locals. Mm-hmm. and of people who have come from out of the area and relocated to this area. So I think we want to see full housing complexes here. Mm-hmm. And when those are full, then that then spreads money within the community and the revenue, money that they get in. If they have paid less for housing, then they can spend more money on other goods and, mm-hmm. and for themselves. So it's always, I think, I get weekly emails from the state about the housing crisis and the affordable housing crisis throughout the state and the need for affordable housing. So I think if we can build good affordable housing and stay on top of it, then that's the best that we can do to meet our needs.
And like you said, that's the projects that are coming.
Yes.
You know.
I'm not turning down any other projects.
Exactly, exactly.
So
we'll be ready to build the one out south of town as soon as it comes, and that's just any day.
Well, you know, at the last meeting, we had the tentative map that came before us, which those will be all commercial uses. But when you have full housing here, then those other uses are what they will go to. They won't go out of the area to meet their needs for other items. So we know within this time frame of up to 2019, I feel that we will have met our goals within our RENA numbers, and that will be a good start.
Any other comments by the commission?
The use permit for the commercial building, where was that located again?
Oh, that was on Tehama, North Tehama. It was
the one with the garage.
Yeah, the one that wanted the garage requirement, and that went through the appeal process. I want to say it was. I can't give an
North
address.
North Tehama Street, across from
the duplex.
Yes, the duplex. That's the one.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That's the one.
And so that was before was a.
Yeah, I was thinking commercial, and I was thinking
it was. It's commercially zoned. It's a commercially zoned area, commercially zoned property.
Yeah, that's right.
And through the use permit process, we, you know, approved a two-unit in there. So that added a couple of units to the numbers here. And he did pick up his, or does have a, did submit for the garage plan, and I believe about ready to be issued, or if not issued. I spoke with the building official this week, so he's moving forward with that. And maybe Maria knows, did he pick up a building permit yet?
I believe he
Clay was right close to it, issuing it, so he may have issued it now. So the garage should be going up and shortly, I guess.
Has the city seen an increase in building permits for new houses?
Maria, you might be able to comment on that.
The only reason I ask is we were going through Orland today, and I noticed a couple of subdivisions on the north side of Orland, and there's new construction. You know, they're filling in some of the vacant lots.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just wondering if Willows was seeing any of that kind of increase.
I haven't seen subdivision, but there's two new houses on property.
So those houses, actually, we did a lot line adjustment. There was a lot that was actually in the middle of all development around it, and that lot was, I think, it had some issues with it, so it was left alone by a lot of people and took a little bit of unraveling to be able to make it ready for a builder to go in there. So those two units, and they were issued certificates of occupancy, they will be probably more likely this year, then we can use those for our next year to add on to our numbers, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, is this considered a public hearing, or is this just new business?
It's always, I think we always look to put this out to the public and see if they have any comments.
All right. Okay, public hearing is open. Are there any comments? Okay, hearing none, we'll close the public hearing. What is the wish of the Planning Commission?
I think we should move it forward to the council.
I would say just, you know, by consensus.
By consensus, the Planning Commission recommends moving this forward to the City Council as is. Okay, that's all that was on the agenda, commission commentary, or Karen, did you have anything else you wanted to talk about?
I do have a little, maybe I'd like a little direction from the commission. This is in regards to a proposal that I had come before me. A gentleman wants to start, we tried to get it, wanted to get a business license, and as part of the business license, he wanted to operate a business out of his home, so that would fall under the home occupation section. and I looked into it and contacted the gentleman. And the issue I have is that with a home occupation, the code requires and allows for, I should say, home occupations within R1 zones. The caveat that has something for me to pause about is the gentleman said that that they will consist of 3 employees for the first few weeks, and then they plan on bringing in a few more employees in the next coming weeks. The address where they would want to hold this business at is in a residential zone in the northern part of the city. However, the home occupation requirements are is that it's carried, one of the stipulations or regulations that is carried out by the member of the family occupying the dwelling with no other persons employed. So I am kind of asking for direction on responding back to this gentleman. I will do it through a letter as to whether or not he could apply even for a use permit under these regulations.
Where is the residence?
It's Baywood Court or Baywood Street in the northern part of the city. So
it's really not a home occupancy.
It's a commercial office.
It's a commercial
business.
I mean, when you're having that, well, because you're impacting, you know, your neighbors.
Parking.
I mean, it's not just, so you kind of start infringing on everybody else's rights.
And that's part of the home occupancy, when you read the definition, is that it's not supposed to look like there's a business going on there. It looks just like another residential use. But if you're having 3 employees come there every day, that means you've got more cars there, people coming to work, going for lunch, coming back. And then if they're going to hire more people, that's not a residential use.
I mean,
that's a commercial
business.
Use.
We want
business. But they need to have it in
a commercial
area. And as far as I know, every commercial district we have allows offices. So,
okay. I wanted to bring this before you just to kind of get some direction. I felt that I needed to respond to him, you know, in a manner.
Every other time that I can remember from the time I've been on the commission that we've had, I mean, we've always been consistent with, you know, it is the, I mean, I think we did a dog grooming one time and there was like
a massage
basically
one.
And a massage one, and but there's like
one
extra car there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, I mean, it's like that's
the client or something that comes periodically.
Right. And
that
it's
comes
not,
to the house.
And that was always a big concern for us, and we noticed the neighbors and stuff, and it's, we didn't ever get an issue, but that's what we've always
right. I feel, you know, that home occupations were for that purpose of a small situation where you were running the occupation. Even though I understand there would be no traffic coming there because it would be mostly phone or computer listing to be able to get the business going. So I'll write him a letter then. I think is what I'm hearing is you agree that the regulations are stipulated.
Well, I just don't see any, I mean, there's not even really an option for a use permit. I don't see an avenue to even give mm-hmm. him.
I agree.
It just doesn't
fit. Okay. I will send him a letter then and, you know, just send along the code section that references that and highlight and give my reasoning for it. And I'll give you a copy. I'll send you a copy of the letter as well. So.
You happen to have a list of available offices. You could tuck that in. I don't know that that's part of it. No.
Yeah. Or, you know, talk to a few property managers mm-hmm. around town and they will be able to direct you to
right.
An office space.
Some places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Next meeting also, I wanted to make sure the 19th of April is what I'm looking at. I have been in communication with a gentleman that for might be a design review project that would be coming before you, so I've given him all the information and I anticipate that it probably, if he moves forward with it, that it might be on the 19th. So I will keep you abreast of that as well. And then we also have the joint City Council Planning Commission meeting on the 5th of April. So preparing some information for you for that. and get some direction out of that meeting as well for something that might come before you, some text amendments or something. But if you, you know, I did speak with the chair, Griffith, about any topics that may have wanted to put on an agenda. Let's say if we didn't have a meeting project to take to the meeting, I should say. His suggestion was he thought that it might be a good idea to start looking at putting together design review guidelines for single-family homes. We, in the future, will be having some large subdivision. I mean, once that subdivision to the north of Basin will start, the only guidelines we have right now are within our section 2.45, which is our architectural design review. It's a little archaic in some respects and not explicit enough for designs that we would like to see. So I wanted to find out if that was something that the commission would want to look at, and I could start gathering some cities like we did the last time and bring that to you sometime this year and be able to
I would like that.
Have
yes.
A
if we don't have something in place, if you don't have something, you get whatever.
Yes.
So
yes.
It's so much easier
for
the city and for the builders when
exactly.
We say, this is what our expectations are. These are the parameters, you know.
I know that it helped the last complex, the 24 mm-hmm. unit, you know, he expressed that several times, is that at least they now have a guideline to go by. Mm-hmm. So I'll look into collecting a few cities, and we'll start that process here this year and get some input on that.
Anything else from the commission?
I don't have anything else.
Where are we on the meat?
The Mercado?
Right. I've seen activity. They're in there working.
Yeah. I believe also
I know
that
they just had
I believe that they got permits issued, too. They have permits issued already, so they were. There was a lag there trying to get a contractor.
Well, they're yeah, I think they had a problem with the contractor,
yeah.
And then they had
right.
A change, and then it was like
so. So I know that, you know, Clay was working with that,
mm-hmm.
And I believe it was issued, so that is at least moving along and starting to move along, yeah. So actually, they just... I didn't give you a copy of the letter, but I did inform the Mercados that this, both the design review and the use permit were going to expire. So they sent me a letter asking for an extension. So they all have an extension on both of those entitlements.
And that doesn't have to come before us. They
no.
Can just, because they've
yeah.
been diligent. They've
they,
been working. They just
they have.
Had
right.
a run of bad luck there.
And yeah, so he submitted, the Mercado submitted a letter to me, and I prepared one in response, and so they will have it out for another year.
Okay.
I'm sure they'll be able to complete it during that time frame. So, other than that, you know, the Gateway tentative map, I heard from them, and they were wanted me to pass along again to the commission. Thank you for the approval and such, and now they've got things to do to get to work and get back to me. So they had contacted me, wanted to know if there was any comments, because there was a 15-day appeal period after the subdivision, the parcel map was approved, the tentative map was approved. And I said no, there were no comments from the public, so they are now have to start their to-do list. So that's, yeah, I don't have any other updates on anything else, I don't think, unless you have anything specific.
I noticed there's sheds out there on County Road G, where they wanted to put the...
Oh, they're up there already?
Yeah, there's about, I don't know, 10, 12.
Oh, okay.
They've been moving them in steadily. Harold
okay.
and I went out there and looked at them one day. There's no office there, but there's a whole bunch of sheds out there.
Okay. But he did indicate that, you know, he probably would put the sheds out there first, and it's... in advertising, so he advertises mm-hmm. on the internet and advertises different ways, and then be able to bring a modular out there, I think, to be able to make it an office space. So we'll keep an eye on that too.
Yeah. Well, if there's nothing else, meeting adjourned.